We're putting a one-piece roof on here, which is made out of rubber, and then there'll be no more leaks. I became a career criminal, really. I ended up getting, later on in life, heavily addicted to crack cocaine. So basically, I went to prison on a life sentence for armed robbery. I did 7.5 years.
How old were you when a judge said to you, here's a life in prison?
30.
Can you remember what you felt that day when you were sat in court?
I actually felt relief to get the sentence because I wanted it to stop. Now, then I had to do the sentence. So in that sentence, I lost my home, my business, my ex-partner, my daughter. And halfway through that sentence, I couldn't cope, tried to kill myself. And after that, I started asking questions. And within a couple of months, I became a Christian. And then I started looking around the prison system and watching men get out and come back in. And I wanted to know why. They got themselves clean, they got themselves respecting the staff and the inmates. And then they were getting out on a Friday and coming back in 3 or 4 weeks later. The one thing that needs to be addressed is as people come out of prison, you get £46. Your benefits might not kick in for 2 or 3 weeks. As society, we're kind of putting some of these guys into a situation where they have to fend for themselves. And if they go out and rob to just feed themselves, well, they may as well just carry on robbing, aren't they? They've got nothing to work towards. And then we have a building company called Cornerstone Builders, and we employ ex-offenders.
How do people respond when they realise actually all of the people that are working on their job are going to be ex-offenders?
We've actually been received quite well, really. You know, we're all big, tough lads with scars on our faces and stuff like that.
For an offender who's leaving prison, there must be a critical point where life could go one of two ways. It could be back to reoffending and crime or not.
They want picking up from the gate. Men leave prison and they're leaving prison with loads of other guys, and it's quite easy to jump in that taxi or jump on that bus and follow suit. We also give you a mentor, someone that works and understands that authority is good. And
is that always somebody that's been an offender themselves?
Not necessarily, no. Because what we don't want, we just don't want loads of ex-offenders running around together, because that's not normal either, that's a bubble. So what we try to do is we mix it up a little bit. And another thing that we need to look at in the city is, why do we have to keep telling employers that we're a criminal? I don't get that. Everyone who works for this company are ex-criminals, and none of them are stole from me.
Would you like to see that taken away? What would you like to see changed?
I totally understand that we have to do checks for safeguarding against children and all that kind of stuff, and I get that. The other spectrum, that a guy's gone to prison, it might be his first time or his 10th time, but he's lost everything, and then when he gets out, he makes a commitment to change his life, and then he walks into, say, a factory or a building site, and one of the first questions is, like, have you got a criminal record? And he gets knocked back. Some of these men, they can only take so much of getting knocked back because they feel worthless as it is. The reality is 100,000 people come out of prison every year throughout the UK. Where are they all going? 80% go back to prison within 2 years. That's not good. And we have to work out how we're going to stop this. The prison is to punish you and to help rehabilitate you. If you go to prison and you've been told that you've been punished for a crime that you've committed, why does the punishment carry on for the rest of your life? Why is it that you have to tell everyone that you're a criminal when you go for a job? Why is it that you will always get persecuted for that? Weren't they sentenced once?